and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court expected to rule this morning on the question of absolute immunity for Donald Trump and future presidents for actions taken while in office. ABC's M. Nguyen is in Washington with details.
In oral arguments earlier this year, the conservative justices seemed open to allowing some form of presidential immunity. Much of the oral argument centered around what constitutes as official versus a private act, the justices hinting they might send the case back to the lower court to sort that question out.
Former President Trump aide Steve Bannon to report to prison today. He must serve 4 months for refusing to cooperate with the Congressional January 6th committee. Hurricane Beryl taking aim at the Southeast Caribbean. It's a Category 3 storm right now. The Department of Justice set to offer Boeing a deal that would allow it to plead guilty and avoid a trial over the crash of the 737 MAX jets that killed more than 300 people. Some families of those who died are outraged over the deal. This is ABC News. Crews are trying to get control of a brush fire east of Los Angeles. The Sierra fire has burned more than 300 acres in Fontana, California, close to Interstate 10. Officials say the flames are 15% contained, cause of the fire under investigation. Meanwhile, evacuation orders near the Boulder View fire north of Scottsdale, Arizona, have been lifted. That fire is now 19% contained after burning through 6 square miles. A Florida lifeguard is credited with saving 7 people from drowning. ABC's Jacqueline Lee reports.
Veteran lifeguard Mariano Martinez now being called a hero. He was off duty at Lido Beach in Sarasota County last Saturday when he received an alert on his phone.
I saw many, many people in distress, fighting for their lives.
Several swimmers were caught in a rip current and dragged more than 200 yards offshore. Martinez jumped into action, grabbing his rescue gear, making multiple trips into the surf before bringing everyone back to safety.
Sherry Preston.
President John F. Kennedy said, "Let every nation know, whether it wishes us well or ill, we shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and success of liberty." This message made possible by Hubbard Electric. Hubbard Electric in Manitowoc is the area's top choice for electrical contractors because they're focused on quality and value. Call today, 920-686-1180, 920-686-1180.
Fabulous Farm Bay PM Yankee here with the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WGBW. It's about your food and where it comes from. Tune in and learn. 5 a.m., 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, the talk of Green Bay.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave died unexpectedly on Friday. Delagrave was first elected in 2015. County Board Chair Tom Kramer will serve as the acting county executive until the position is filled. Delagrave was born and raised in Racine County and lived in the area his entire life. Milwaukee leaders are calling for an end to gun violence after 2 days of multiple shootings. Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman spoke at a press conference Thursday.
And we as a community need to step up and say, enough, enough. Show our young ones how to resolve these issues in a productive way. Do something.
15 people were shot in Milwaukee on Wednesday and Thursday. A man, a pregnant woman, and a one-year-old baby were killed. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Another series win for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Cubs 7-1 to win the home series 2-1. Bottom of the fourth, the Brewers able to get past Cubs starter Kyle Hendricks with 3 consecutive singles. Then it was Bryce Durang at the plate on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Tied for the Major League lead at Grand Slam. Durang in the win. Are you kidding? It's a grand slam again!
The Brewers have now hit 5 grand slams in their last 8 games. 2 from Terang, who spoke after the game.
Yeah, you know, we got to have guys on to hit grand slams, and we're doing that. It happens.
The Cubs only able to generate 1 run on a solo home run shot and just 2 hits.
Well, offensively, I think, you know, it's 1 run, so it's hard to see a scenario where that's going to win us a game. And, you know, no matter who we're facing, we're going to have to be better.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell. From American Family Field with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We have thunderstorms with heavy rain on the way late tonight, tomorrow into tomorrow night. We're talking an inch or more of rain possible in some spots. Today will actually be pretty nice. Partly cloudy, 75. Rain starts after midnight tonight. Tomorrow showers, thunderstorms, 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Representative Mark Pocan joins us to talk about National Postal Workers Day. And we'll hear from Dean Muller with Wisconsin for Environmental Justice. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air. Weekday mornings at 10. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, good morning, good morning, good morning.
John? Oh, John's not here. We have a special guest in this week. Johnny, as we mentioned last week, is taking this week off. I think a lot of people are. I mean, a lot of people.
That's why I'm subbing all week for people.
Because Thursday's the 4th, but yeah. Why not, right?
Yeah.
I mean, some people left on Saturday up to the cabin or camping or whatever. So Frank Hermans is in the house. And thank you for being here, Frank.
As I walked in, I know John Mino, big shoes to fill. I tried to put on the shoes. They didn't fit. I tried to slip them in. They're just slip-ons. They're Hey Dudes.
Yeah.
He's got them right there. It says Mino's Dudes.
Yeah.
I tried to put them on. They didn't fit.
Well. Take the shirt.
Okay, I'll take the shirt. The shirt will fit. Yeah. Oh, I hope Johnny's listening.
His vacation. Yeah. And you guys just got back. Yeah. This weekend, you took a little time off, right?
We did. We always go to Twin Bridge in Crivitz there. It's kind of a family tradition every year. My kids are now 10. Or I'm sorry, 8, 10, and 12, my second round of children.
That's a good age. Those are great ages.
And we started when they were just little, going up there, renting a pontoon boat at Pop's Resort.
Yep.
We pull a tube. We got a camper that we paid a lot of money for 8 years ago, so I got to make sure I get as much use out of that waste of money. Yeah. Gosh, RV, if you want to invest in something, just don't. I mean—
Not an RV.
No.
I
think I've replaced the roof twice now because of rain. Anyway, that's a different story.
And the interior wears pretty, they don't use the same material that we.
And I don't sleep well in it.
No.
You know, I bought the foam mattress you can sleep, you know.
Oh.
Like you better. Anyway, all right. Side thing.
So you went up to Crivitz.
Yeah.
And how did everything go up there?
You know what? It's beautiful. It's been raining every weekend. So we're like Friday rain. We got there. No problem. We go to dinner, supper club, going crazy. I've never eaten so much in my life.
Yeah, I know. Those supper clubs are awesome.
What is the salad bar?
It's
Wisconsin supper clubs.
Oh, God.
You get the snack tray, then you get salad, then you get soup and bread. I am so full before my entree.
You're subbing at Channel 5 tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that Channel 5? Is that the one that does the supper club?
Yeah, yeah. That's okay. Yep. Michelle McCormick.
Yes. Yeah. So she comes in here and really talks about how Wisconsin supper clubs are... They're the thing. She's got a whole book about it.
Yes. Yeah. In fact, and you know what? I hate to say it. The small towns are losing them over the years. You know, we got to keep that tradition.
We do.
You know, it's all about community conversation, sitting down at the bar, talking, and then getting your order taken. My kids, they don't get it. I go, sit down and have an old fashioned. Come on, son. And enjoy yourself and have conversation.
I think it's called a kitty cocktail at that age.
They run out of cherries there where we go. So anyway,
And you said this morning we got pretty cool guests coming. I went
strawberry picking.
You did?
Yes, at Sunny Hill.
Jim and Schmidt, mayor, was strawberry picking.
Oh, I do that.
You do that.
I like that. I like, okay. I like cherry picking.
Yeah.
Mostly with the kids.
Yes.
But even I sent them pictures. My kids are much older than yours, like 20 years older than yours. But they still, you know, put the little heart on there.
Great memory.
It is. It's great memory, but we still do that. And I was talking to the guy and I'm like, hey, look, why don't you come on our show? So he's going to be coming in at 7 o'clock.
I have an in-depth question for him.
Okay.
Do you charge how much they eat as they pick? Because, or is that incorporated in the poundage?
We didn't weigh in.
We didn't weigh in before?
Nope, we didn't. He just gave us the flat.
That would be great though if you had to weigh yourself when you go in and then weigh yourself on the way out.
Yeah, that could have cost me more. they just give you the flats and then they give you a roll. And the flag, and you just pick until you don't want to. Well, you've done that before. And then you put the flag down, and somebody else comes in and takes over. But
sure.
I just want to tell you guys, and I don't know if I'm going to say this to Logan when he comes in. Yeah. The kid who was kind of, you know, come down, this is your role, here's your flag, and stuff like that, was wearing a, that was a shirt. Some school. And I said, where is that? And it was from Lower Michigan.
Okay.
Because I'm a sophomore down there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, just by the way he carried himself, you know, college kid. I'm like, let me guess, you're a grandson. He goes, yeah, I am. I said, and you know, that's Sunnyvale. I don't know if you went out to you guys, but that's a lot of acres.
I said, so this is a
sophomore kid.
Yeah.
I'm like, so what do you see out here? Strawberries or development?
Of course you did.
Because
it's a prime property.
It is.
It is prime.
Great
prime
access.
Property. Great access.
Howard, well, Swamico, which is just growing.
Which is just balloon. Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's, like, you know, I think the same thing, Jim.
Like, don't,
I
drive don't by tell my grandpa. So
I could see a quick trip here.
right.
This is great access. Oh my goodness.
But he's a song. He's got to go. But he was just putting the flags in the ground and okay, pick low and all this other stuff. I'm like, yeah, okay, sure.
Have you thought about infrastructure?
I think he is. Actually, I could just tell by the way he was carrying himself. Yeah. It's like, okay, you're kind of here for grandpa. You'll wait him out. But I shouldn't say that. Anyway, there's other strawberry farms out there too.
Sure. I grew up with the Grinling Farm out in, that was more Denmark. And Bellevue area, they had some great strawberry picking back in the day.
Bertler's?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's where we always went.
Yep. Okay.
But we've been out here, too. I think when I talked to him on the phone yesterday, he's going to talk about sweet corn.
Sweet corn is huge with Sunny. It's like they got to.
Do they pick it? Do you pick the families?
They pick it, and they come with.
We'll talk about that.
Oh, we'll talk about it. Because I tell you what, a dozen for like 10 bucks or whatever. What a great, healthy. What you laughing?
That sounds like a lot.
Is it? I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know.
What do I know? Okay.
I don't know.
I
and shuck. My grandpa used to say, hey, let's go and shuck some corn, son. What is shucking, grandpa?
It's right.
Okay.
It's shucks.
Oh, that's shucks.
So, hey,
shucks.
Today, I'm sure you prepared for the show.
I am.
Like the guy
Todd
you replaced
sent me this 2 weeks ago, so I have it memorized. What's going
it's
on
funny,
today?
I just got it when I came in today.
Okay.
This is kind of your day, though.
Yeah.
Today is joke day.
Oh.
You've made a lot of...
I got lots of jokes.
Yeah.
A lot of them I can't say in the air, but...
Yes. They're... this is like... It's not National Joke Day. It's just Joke Day.
Okay, so we'll
think of some stuff. But the
cheese
joke, cheese joke,
knock knock,
cheese factory. Just wait, okay. Mine first.
Okay. Let's do first. Yeah.
Cheese factory explosion in France. There was a cheese factory, and what was left?
Yeah, what?
Nothing but debris. Get it, brie cheese.
See. Wow.
I shouldn't
that
have
was
put
way
that on the
over my head.
I shouldn't have put that on the
that
sheet.
That was
wow. Is that on the sheet? I didn't get that.
No, that's not on the sheet.
Okay.
I looked at it. I did that.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to get a
but
cheese
joke. But
the
fact that it's joke day is on the sheet, and then I didn't realize those would be flying high.
Okay, do you have one?
Knock, knock.
Okay, who's there?
Viva Las the questions.
Sorry. That was my little. I was supposed to be the Kremlin, but I sounded more. I guess.
Last one. Yeah. Okay.
Go ahead.
With all the space exploration.
Yeah.
The first restaurant on the moon. You hear about that?
No kidding. Really?
Yeah, it's great food, but no atmosphere.
See that?
Why isn't that funny?
I don't know. I think it's the delivery.
Is it?
I don't know.
It might be.
Frank, you are the delivery guy. Okay, Drake, you tell that joke, okay? Okay. With all this place exploration, we're putting a lot of money into that lately.
Yeah.
That they've opened up a restaurant on the moon.
Yeah. Did you hear what it's called?
No.
It's called
No Atmosphere. All right, we'll work.
Oh, okay.
The bones of that joke are funny.
The bones.
It's the delivery or the way I did it. But okay, thank you, Todd, for that compliment. It's the delivery.
It was the straight man delivery. I like that. That was good.
All right. All right. Yeah. So, American Zoo Day.
Yeah.
Are you zoo family?
We love the new zoo. We go to the Manitowoc Zoo. So I've been to the Brookfield Zoo many times.
Yeah,
so
that's a good one.
We've been to the zoo in St. Louis where the World's Fair was in 1906. Kind of a really cool place.
Wow.
So, yeah, I like zoos.
That's tied into the very first zoo that was opened up in Philadelphia on this date in 1874.
Wow. 1874.
Are you seeing the ink those pandas are getting?
Oh.
They're coming back. What did China... China's given us two more, I think. And it's just been
Do they have diplomatic immunity when they come here? Okay.
I would just watch if they're spying.
You know, they give us the pandas.
Yeah.
But we don't own them. You do know that, right? And they can take that panda back.
Just like the debt we have with them?
Correct. Correct.
Well,
we could go
anyway, I forgot where they went, but the San Diego Zoo is a great zoo. That's a good one.
Can I add a little zoo history? The Ringling Brothers, of course, Baraboo, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Do you know they bought the first rhinoceros in 1906, brought it over here? I'm reading their book right now. It's amazing.
You don't have any notes in front of you, so this is true.
I'm pulling this out of my... 1906, they brought a rhinoceros, and it was like, they would, you know how they would parade through the cities? They would have this animal boxed up on the trailer to come or whatever, pulled by horses, and they would say, "Come see this oddity." And
they had like the cage on the back,
but you couldn't see the rhinoceros. Kids were trying to peer through the wood slats. Kind of a cool thing, yeah. Of a horned beast.
Okay. which now it's an everyday thing
for us. It's an everyday thing, the rhinoceros and horned beasts.
Yeah.
Yes.
That baraboo, we should get those.
Oh, it's great.
So the circus parade, you talk about traditions, and you've had them. Yep. You said you just went to the pontoon thing at Pops in Crivets. You do that every year. We went to the circus parade every year.
Yeah.
In Milwaukee. That was the best. And so you go to the grounds before where they're kind of like hitching up the horses to the wagons and stuff. And out of all people, I'm walking through I ran into Bob Keeshan.
What?
Yeah, I did.
Just out of the blue.
He was just standing in the back there. And I just ran up to and my dad, he used my barbershop music on his show. So I just told him I watched Captain Kangaroo when I was a little kid. Yeah.
They did?
Yeah, totally. When that guy came down, that was Schmidt Brothers music. It was. That was
did
on
he get
all
paid
the time.
When the guy
music?
Came down.
Get a check for
there
that?
There was a guy that came like down I don't know. I just remember watching that, like a clock or something. I don't know. And they always played
Mr.
The
Green Jeans?
Yeah, he was there.
Yeah.
I have to find that. I've talked to my mom. My mom wrote him a letter.
Yeah.
And he wrote back to her. That guy had the best handwriting, and he wrote it in
cursive?
Yeah, but purple. Like a purple.
Well, he's Captain Kangaroo, so yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was.
What a great memory.
That circus parade, and they still do it, but the guy who really underwrote a lot of it, he died. And then they had some, anyway, that's just a great thing. To have those family traditions in the summer is important as the ones around Christmas. Yep. You know what it is? And that's great. You go pontooning, and we did that. So, all right, we're going to be right back.
Yeah.
We got a busy, busy show here today. Busy. We're going to talk about strawberries. We're going to have the flukies on with biking. We'll be right back. This is Mino. This isn't Mino. This is Frank and the Mayor.
We'll be
right back.
Frank and the Mayor.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
I'm Tiffany, founder of Harlem Pilates. When I couldn't find Pilates in my neighborhood, I started a studio from my studio apartment. Chase Inc. helped me grow from one Pilates studio to three. Because when you start small, you're going to need some big help.
With the Chase Inc. Business Cash Card, you can earn up to 5% cash back on business essentials, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for Business. Make more of what's yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Is this because of Reggae Day, Wade? Okay, all right, the music. It's also Reggae Day.
Reggae Day.
That's why Todd picked this appropriate music. He always does that.
Yeah, it's because Simply Red. No, that wasn't Simply Red, was that?
UB40.
UB40, yeah. Yep. Why? I went Simply Red because they're kind of reggae 80s, too. So.
A little bit.
Yeah. That's good stuff.
All right. So we have to celebrate these days because Todd does all this research.
You know what the research is? What's going on today? That's what it is. What day is it today?
American Zoo Day. I wonder if we're doing something at the new zoo in honor of that. You know what I mean? Like,
I haven't heard anything.
Discount or something?
I have no idea.
Okay. Postal Worker Day.
That is always, you know, I always sing Elvis Return to Sender on this day.
Oh, do you? Okay.
I do.
Yeah, sure.
I'm trying to make it light of it. So.
I see that.
Okay.
Here's a good one.
Yeah.
I'll make these this week sometime because my son-in-laws are coming home. My daughters are coming home, but my son-in-laws. Chicken Wing Day.
Ooh.
You like chicken wings?
I love the bone-in.
Yes, absolutely. Parmesan and garlic.
That's your thing.
Oh, yeah. On the grill?
I'm still buffalo and Dunkin' and...
Yeah, that's old.
I like a good barbecue, like a honey barbecue. That's enough for me.
But they've really, really diversified the offerings. I mean, you talk about honey glazed and... you're right, barbecue's the staple.
Yeah.
But now that Parmesan garlic.
You can't kiss after because you got garlic breath.
No, that's fine. That's
you just take some lemon.
My dog doesn't mind it. I kiss him on the forehead anyway. Okay. I do. Okay. Yeah. Obvious day. Second half of the year day.
Oh.
July 1st.
Right. We're halfway. Jim, is time slowing? It goes faster and faster every
year. We're getting older. I know.
Half the year's gone.
July 1st. What I like about the first of the month is my diet starts over.
Oh. It starts over the first month. And the end of the month, you always check your finances. Isn't that what you do?
No, on my birthday.
Oh, your birthday.
Are you kidding? If I checked them every month, I'd be pulling my hair out. No, I just do it once a year.
Yeah.
You're always like buying stuff. Do you ever use Marketplace to sell stuff?
I have in the past. Okay. Yes, I have.
That's very easy to do.
Very easy.
And for someone like me who doesn't really understand technology, it's very easy. You take a picture, load it up, description, easy. And they ask you category, description, price, condition, which is great. So I had a table. Todd's been at my house. In the eating area, but it's too big. It's just me and Donna now. And I'm so I bought a smaller table, but I should have sold the other one first. You know what I mean? But I didn't.
So was it the table that was in that little porch area?
Yes.
No,
I'm not the dining room table.
I didn't know you were selling that.
Yeah. Well,
why you want it, Todd?
I would have bought it.
It's
but for sale.
No, get this, Todd. I'll tell you. So I had this other table smaller and I just fit better and matched better. So anyway, we didn't need that big of a table. So I put it on Marketplace and, you know, you get a couple, is this for sale? And they never get back to you. But some lady's like, oh my God, that would be perfect for our cottage. We have 8 grandchildren. I could just envision them sitting around that table. Cause you got those other leaves you can put in, right?
Sure.
To make it bigger and I had the chairs, but we can't afford it.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, I know.
Pulling at the heartstrings.
She did. And then I'm like, look, you know, we have kids too. A lot of memories around that table. I'd like that table to continue to have good memories. And, but then, so she gave me this low ball price and I'm like, you know what? I said, Don, look, just sell it to her. The guy comes over to pick it up.
Yeah.
$50,000 pickup truck with this unbelievable trailer on the back that you're walking. So I
looking for the deal.
That's all right. I'm glad it went to a good home. So
but
that's a good thing. I like that Marketplace. I do a pseudonym. I don't use my real name for that.
I sold a pool once and I dropped it off.
A pool?
A pool. One of those. You know, it's like 5-footer collapsible. You fold it up, kid thing. You know, what are they like? $500. You buy them at Walmart. I sold it for like $100. I dropped it off. And there were kids running around everywhere. I just gave it to them.
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah, I said, I don't want it. I don't want $100.
Right, the kids. Yeah. And I envision that, and they usually say, you know, we have realtors on here. You know, Hathaway comes on, Berkshire, and that writing a letter to someone about, you know, we'd really like to buy your house, you know, and because of this, and, you know, kind of grew up in the neighborhood stuff. They said that doesn't always work, but I think it works for little things that are $200, $300, $400. Yeah, it's like, I'll give you $100 off. Because what's $100?
Exactly.
You know,
$100 is McDonald's sometimes for my family.
No kidding.
That's, wow. That's a lot. But I think.
Not that we eat there.
Yeah, no, never. I just think that marketplace is cool. But she wrote that. And, like, I've sold a couple other things on there. And she's like, you know, this. And they come and they pick it up. And that's that. Yeah. And you delivered, huh?
I actually delivered because I was on my way anyway. And I said they had no way to get there. And they said they had young kids. So
I know.
Got me.
Kids.
Boom.
Me, got same me. Here.
I she wanted said, to give I them $100. Here's the pool. Here's $100.
That's nice of you, Frank. Yeah, well, so
I thought for sure you were going to say that you set it up for him, because you're just one of those guys that would probably roll up your...
Yeah. Oh, would that suck? I hated tearing that thing down.
But they'll use it. Yeah. Yeah, sell it at the right time in the summer. Okay, the other ginger snap day. What is that?
Well, ginger snaps is probably the worst candy you've ever had in your life.
Ginger snaps are cookies, guys.
Oh yeah,
right?
Cookies. Yeah,
it's a ginger snap. They're about you know, they're round.
They suck.
Yeah. Oh, I love them.
You do.
Wait a minute. I might be lost on this.
It's a cookie. Yeah, you're right.
It's a dry. It's kind of a dry cookie.
Yeah.
You
can dunk them in coffee, and I guess.
Yeah. My grandpa used to eat those like crazy.
Did Old Dutch make ginger snaps? Old Dutch isn't around. No, not Old Dutch. Rippin' Good Cookies.
Yes.
I believe they had a local. Yeah, and they don't make the cookie anymore. They're out of business.
They're out of business.
Yeah. I drove by the buildings the other day. It's like
that's a lot of buildings.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Yeah, I think it's some computer company now that bought it up. But, Rippin' Good Cookies.
Speaking of coffee, they opened on Thursday. It was their Thursday, Friday, and yesterday. Right next door. Java, what's it called, Todd?
Java Cream.
Java Cream.
Yeah.
That's right next to our studio. And he has got the best coffee. And it's so easy. We're going to get him on
here.
Is
that Sean?
Well, Sean owns the grocery store next to him.
Okay.
But
I believe his name is Gabo.
Gabo. Okay.
And it's so easy to order. You know, sometimes you go in there, like people with all this, they have to add, what's in this? What's in that? Yeah. It just says right up on the marquee. Yeah. It's got a picture. This is what's in there, and it's
ease of operation.
So, yeah. Okay. So that's good. We're gonna get him on here, but anyway, so you can dip your ginger snap in in his coffee, and then another big day. It's Canada Day.
Canada Day. I'm sorry. It's Canada Day. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's the Canada thing. They're always apologetic. Sorry. That Maine is bordered all around. Sorry. Oh, man. I love Canada. Have you been to Canada?
Oh, yeah. Have you done a show on Canada? You must, because you guys have the accent.
Well, we do the UP thing, but, you know, and then we make fun of Canada. But Canada, you know, it's crazy. England took over Canada after the War of 1812, you know, and they still speak French there.
Yeah.
It's crazy in Montreal. And you talk like the hockey player, they still have the accent of a French and of the UP. It's very fun to talk like a hockey player. I play goal. Yes, I. It's very fun. Right.
So is this like Canada Day? I wonder if they have the day off.
Oh, Canada Show. Right.
Well, where do we sing there? We just sang their national anthem. Oh, I went to the Brewers game.
Did you sing it?
Yeah, because we were playing what's their baseball team?
Montreal Expos? Yeah, I don't even know.
Me either. We were playing them, so we did the old Canada thing. But anyway, happy day to all the Canadians. I'm sorry.
And a beer in a tree.
All right. We got Brittany Merlot joining us. We're going to talk about the weather week ahead. It looks pretty good. We got Sunnyfield Harms coming on, Peter and Tracy Flukey are coming on, and Joe Furlow, of course, from the Grand and Oshkosh. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
There is a lot of conversation in Wisconsin agriculture about conservation, sustainable farming practices, but sometimes seeing is really believing. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Monday. Ron Brooks from Brooks Farm in Waupaca says once you visually see the end result, it can convince a lot of farms to change their practices. Details next. Ron Brooks from Brooks Farm in Waupaca is a previous winner of the Leopold Conservation Award. He said by showing other farms the success they've had with their no-till practices, well, that convinces them to think about doing it for themselves.
And we'll get in the plane and we will follow if they have a farm or if they, you know, we'll take a variety of farms, take our no-till farm or a conventionally tilled farm, and we'll just follow the water. And it is eye-opening. You'll see, you know, from our fields, clean water coming off. If it does come off, typically it infiltrates and there's no water coming off. And then you'll see conventionally tilled soil and the topsoil that's leaving and the silt fans in the river. And it's really, really eye-opening for young people to see that and go, oh, yeah, I probably should take a look at adopting these practices.
Ron Brooks from Brooks Farm in Waupaca, previous winner of the Leopold Conservation Award here in the state. He says the biggest challenges he sees for beginning farmers are just the cost of admission. He also says the learning curve has gotten very, very steep. So again, learning by someone else's examples sometimes really resonates.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Dan Sheps?
Harv Extra has been very consistent on our test results from first crop through fourth crop. The higher quality has allowed us to feed more alfalfa haylage in our diet, and cows are able to have a higher intake with a higher quality forage.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Riley Lepenka?
Making hay has changed so much now with Harv Extra alfalfa. You don't have to be tied down to a certain cutting window. That saves us a lot of headache, a lot of cost, wear and tear on machinery, you name it. I don't see any farm that it wouldn't work. Any kind of operation, if you have 10 cows, 10,000, it doesn't matter.
What does life on the cutting edge mean for alfalfa growers? Flexibility, yield, or quality? Harv Extra alfalfa with Roundup Ready technology gives you an extra edge every time you harvest. Hear grower stories at harvextra.com.
And Wisconsin dairy producers got a little good news in the month of May. Their milk price went up to $21.30 a hundredweight. That's about $1.83 per gallon at the farm gate for a gallon of raw milk. The price is $2.70 a hundredweight higher than what they were paid for April milk. And that's what's happening in food news for Monday. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We have thunderstorms with heavy rain on the way late tonight, tomorrow into tomorrow night. We're talking an inch or more of rain possible in some spots. Today will actually be pretty nice. Partly cloudy, 75. Rain starts after midnight tonight. Tomorrow showers, thunderstorms, 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 51.
This Independence Day, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM, WGBW, Talk of Green Bay, would like to give thanks and recognize men and women of the armed forces for defending our freedom and wish everyone a safe and happy holiday. This message made possible by Dan Reisner and Sons Excavating, serving all your excavating and truck needs with over 40 years experience. Call 920-897-2397 and visit them online today at danreisner.com.
Wow, Wayne, that is a beautiful window.
It sure is, Jeff. It really tackles energy efficiency.
Sure has a nice slide.
It's one of the best screenplays I've ever seen.
They're so easy to close. I'd say it's a grand slam.
If you guys keep making those dad jokes, you're going to be a real pain in my neck.
Oh, that's a good one. Did you hear about this one? Five.
Get as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Certain restrictions apply on 7/1/2024.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app.
download it today.
Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back. It's Frank Hermans and the Mayor because Johnny's on vacation this week. And Frank, welcome. I'm so glad you're here. You just keep it almost like John.
Do I? I thought you were going to go, you keep it real. And I'm like, okay, Jim.
Right. Yeah, keep it real. That's what it is.
I noticed there's straps on this chair. Is this does John strap himself in?
We strap him in. Okay. We strap there else he's harness. Wandering around. And hey, Brittany, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good. It's a big week. Everybody's tuning into the weather this week. But before
everything's my fault.
I don't know. I don't know. We'll talk about that in a second. But first, just you can use this. I'm helping you out as you give your talks to the school kids and stuff. You know, today is joke day, so you can maybe use this one a little bit. And just say, no, this could work. This is a little bit weather related. And we talked about this earlier. But so you say to the kids, you know, there's all this, you know, Elon Musk space exploration and. We're going back to the moon like we did back in
the 60s. You're going to use this joke again.
No, I'm going to tell you, Brittany can use this for her kids. She gives talks. She goes to schools.
Okay.
She goes to people and say, look, you know, and a new restaurant opened up on the moon.
I almost had a spit take. And say, that was so funny, just his delivery right there.
Okay,
I had a spit take.
And they're going to be like, really? And say, yeah, the food is great, but there's no atmosphere. She laughed. Okay, Brittany laughed. Okay,
but let
Brittany
me ask.
Laughed. Brittany
Jim,
laughed.
But
yes.
The question is, Brittany, did you laugh at the joke or did you laugh at Jim?
You are
the
so
first
good.
Laugh was at Jim. The second was a joke.
Okay. All right. Anyway, you can use that one. Hey, but
that
Brittany,
was good. No, honestly.
All right. So, this is a big week. A lot of people have taken off these 9 days, which I think is great. I mean, if you really want to get
them.
Your right, I mean. Cottages, and we have fireworks. We got people coming on this week just to talk about there's things going on down at the Fox Cities. Obviously, a lot going on here in Green Bay, Appleton. How's the weather looking?
Yeah, so it's a little up and down here. So today, we're looking fantastic. High pressure system is still dominating us. We're going to stay sunny. It's going to be comfortable into those mid-70s. But overnight, we've got a system pushing in. So this is the next low pressure. It's going to bring us some rainfall probably after midnight and through a little bit to tomorrow morning. Get a little break in the afternoon, and then some more showers and storms are supposed to fire up in the evening. And we are looking at heavy rain totals of about an inch to maybe even an inch and a half some places.
Oh, that's a lot
so
of rain.
So it's going to be a soaker. Yeah, an absolute soaker. So if you're camping, I can't imagine.
We need it.
No, I don't think we do.
No, we don't.
We don't? Oh, okay. Sorry.
No more. Last year.
Sorry. Yeah,
right. You're supposed to like get in the conversation. Oh, it's good. Right. We need it. It's really like, no, we don't, man.
I'm sorry. I wasn't listening. Yeah, what, Jim?
Oh, that was last. Like, Brittany said, that was last year's line.
Still thinking about the atmosphere joke.
I think they need it up there. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, so. I know Thursday's out there, but. Any predictions on Thursday? Because, you know, so much stuff goes into the fireworks, doesn't it? I mean,
We're playing it.
So Where are you playing?
Third and Skirt. We got the main stage at right in front of the Neville. Yeah.
Really?
Third and Skirt. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a reunion.
Because I'm going. Who's
you're probably
playing?
Johnny Wadd.
Yeah. And
you're
then
doing
that's
their
at
stage.
Light. That's at Light.
Light Park.
And they're great. So are you, though. I'm going to come and see you.
Yeah. We're in the parking lot, the Neville Public Music. We're in the showmobile.
Yeah. And then the Hampton has a stage too.
They do.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, that's Thursday, but it starts at noon, right?
At 3:00.
Okay.
3:00.
3:00. What do I know? We have she's coming on tomorrow to talk in more detail about it. But how is Thursday looking, Brittany, for the Northeast Wisconsin? Since that's all we care about, because that's where our listening audience is.
I'm with you there. That's all I care about too. Fox Valley, 82 degrees on your Thursday.
Oh
mostly
man, that's
sunny.
Nice.
Yeah.
All
it's
day.
Be like summer.
All day.
Pretty much all day, but nice. the evening is a little iffy.
Is it? So
the fireworks, yeah, I don't know exactly.
What time are we thinking?
We were thinking it was going to be earlier in the evening. Yeah. Right now, it's looking like it's going to be later, potentially overnight, so that everything will be good to go.
All right.
But is so close. It is right on the line, honestly.
10:15.
Can I get that writing?
10:15, 10:20.
Not yet.
it can start raining, right? Isn't that time we're out of here?
10:15, 10:20.
10:20. Yeah. We're done because it starts like just after 9.
Okay, I'll make a call. Let's say 10:22.
10:22.
Let's go 10:22.
Okay, put it in
Fox
there.
Valley's going to start to get some rain.
All right. Hey,
let's see how accurate I could be.
As much as we complain a little bit about, you know, a little rain, how about that hurricane that's picking up some mojo?
Oh, yes.
What,
oh
do, you, what gosh, do you call, what's couple... the name of it? I know you go alphabetical. What's it called? Brick or something? Or
I saw the name Friday and then I forgot it. Something with a B. Bethel or
Beth? Yeah, it starts with a B. Okay, we're getting started. But it's
Beryl. Beryl? B-E-R-Y-L. Does that sound right?
That's it. It's Beryl.
New spelling.
Yep.
Beryl. Name it Brittany.
Yeah.
That's kind of
a Brittany.
We'll call it Brittany. How's that sound?
It's B-E. So it's, we just got a chance for Brittany.
Here I am. Rock me like a hurricane.
Yeah.
Sorry.
All right. What's the deal with that? Do you follow that at all? I mean, that's supposed to be Jamaica could get, you know, they, I feel sorry for those people.
Well, it's Reggae Day, so. Jamaica. Sorry. You brought it up.
Jamaica. Is it Reggae Day?
It is. Yaman, it's Reggae Day.
Jamaica.
Yaman.
We're going to get a vessel, a barrel, or whatever it's called.
Hurricane coming.
Watch your stuff.
Oh, man. And those things, those are just those tin checks. I don't know. God, I hope that doesn't hit Jamaica.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, think about it? That's not going to hit the U.S., is it? Or is it? You know, I said that this morning. I was looking at that. But who am I to say that U.S. lives are more important? You know, like, it's not going to hit the U.S., so it's
so
okay.
We're good.
That's like really not the way to look at things, you know? What is that? Hurricane evacuation plan. Wow, that looks pretty serious.
Well, it's going to be a category 3. This is just according to what I found online. So that, it, you know, and it could hit over by Guatemala and head toward Mexico City. So,
but
that's several days out. So that
kind
can
of a big
change.
City. Yes. Why were you holding up the hurricane evacuation? Is that a sign you have in your office?
What are you talking about?
I thought it was the perfect time to show you guys.
Brittany has
what
Brittany
you should
has
do.
It. Oh, do it
show,
again.
Show Todd the sign.
Okay. I saw this. I had to get it. I was in Florida not too long ago. I was like, oh my goodness.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What is it? Get wine? Grab wine and what? Run like?
Run like hell.
All right. So Thursday looks doable. How about all the campers? Are they going to get soaked? Because camping, ooh, those winds. Of course, you got a trailer.
I do have a trailer, but it's still, June is so unpredictable. Now we're in July. It gets a little bit better now with the wetness, but camping is not fun.
I don't get it.
No.
I just don't get it. But you're
the last time I was tent camping, I had a 60 mile per hour wind gust come through.
Over.
I had my air mattress in it and we flipped and I was tangled up and the air mattress was upright. I had to cut myself out of the tent.
No way.
So yes, storms and tents don't mix.
Oh my goodness.
It was terrifying.
That's a good one.
Pretty scary.
I just remember now this was 25 years ago when we first had kids and I would read Dr. Dobson. You ever hear of him? He's Focus on the Family.
Yeah.
And he's telling us, because I'm like, you know, I really want to do this right. It's like, okay, how to be a good dad or be a good leader in the family. Mm-hmm. And, you know, have dinner together.
Yeah.
It's like, I can do that.
Yeah.
You know, right?
Sure.
At some time of, you know, pray together, this and that. But it said camping.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I hate camping. So I went and bought a tent. My wife wouldn't go with us, but I took the girls camping. Yeah. And now they admit, Dad, you didn't know what you're doing. Yeah. You didn't like it, but I acted like it because it's a good thing to do because there's no technology, there's no TV, and you kind of build on each other. So, and it was all tent camping.
Oh, wonderful.
Right? We got rained out once at Point Beach, but I.
Oh, you went to Point Beach camping.
Did.
Wow. Wow, were you glowing? It was a glowing
the
day.
Nuclear plant.
Get
yes,
it.
That's right.
It's National
road.
Joke Day. You got
that's right. Okay. Anyway, do you still tent camp, Brittany?
I have not since that event.
Yeah,
I'm over it. Now I have a pop-up camper.
Oh, nice.
Which is just as safe. You'll need a 70 mile an hour wind to flip that one over.
Exactly.
10 to 60, that's 70. Yeah. So when it says these, when they hit a category 3, what does that mean? Does that mean 60, 70? What do you know? Because they're based on like a category 1 is like nothing, right? A category 5, it kind of takes out the town. So
correct. Yes, exactly.
All right, but
so
they're qualified by wind speed, right? Is that how hurricanes work? That's what I thought. What do I know?
Yeah, yes, definitely. So you need at least a 74 mile per hour wind to have it be classified a hurricane. That goes up to 95 miles an hour. So once you hit 96 miles per hour, you're Cat 2, extensive damage. Category 3 is 111 to about 130 miles per hour, and that is devastation. You know, you've got that storm surge coming up quite a while into the land. The winds are persistent. The power is out. All of that.
And yeah. Todd, did you say it's a Category 3 that's coming up from the barrel?
That's what it is, I believe, right now. Again, I'm not a meteorologist. I'm not a weather person. That's just what's online right
now.
I was a Category 3 on Double P this morning.
What?
Driving in.
Driving in a little late.
He was a little late.
Category 3.
Yeah, but it does look to stay well south of the states, so that's good.
Okay. All right. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. But it is interesting because when hurricanes, it depends what kind of water they're going to go into, what current is going to take them. And if they're going into some warmer water, they can intensify pretty rapidly. But then you also get, when it gets to a shoreline and you've got the shallower water, it can die and it starts to hit land and, you know, of course, does different things. So hurricanes are very interesting. They're hard to track and they're a little unpredictable because it's all in that water, what the temperature it is, right, and where it's going and flowing. And
are we kind of out of the tornado season, or is that still in prime? Because we had one in Wisconsin, right? Southern Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Marinette, yes. Wasn't it?
It was
Northwoods, O'Connell
was it
Falls.
North?
Was it O'Connell County?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What was that, last week when that system came through? You were the only tornado warning out there. It was in Shawano County. Yeah, and that was a confirmed tornado. Yep. A lot of people had straight line wind damage other than that, but the tornado count this year, I believe it's like 34 now.
In Wisconsin?
Average.
Yes.
In just Wisconsin.
Oh my goodness.
Really? Wow.
That's our high for average, Wisconsin.
Yeah, our average for the entire year is 23.
And it's July 1st and we're at 30. Wow.
Yeah. So it has been a really, really active, weird year for Wisconsin in terms of severe weather,
right,
especially down south.
Right.
And like even Frank was saying, oh, we need the rain. No, this crazy spring. And especially down there. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. All right. Hey, so this week, though, I'm feeling pretty good about this week. And I should, right? Because the rain is coming at night. I don't really care about nights. I think the day is when you're out swimming, hiking, biking.
Sure.
What?
Yeah. You know, honestly, my only concerns. Yeah. If you're out there camping today, I'm worried about you. You're probably going to be flooding around a little bit. Might be sliding.
Unless you have that pop-up. That pop-up. Yeah. That was a good investment, Brittany. That was a good investment. Just tent campers beware.
You could use that almost up to twice a year.
Yeah.
Be careful, though, if they're camping and you get some high winds coming through. You want to think about a shelter place. Maybe kind of have something in the back of your mind when you arrive there. Where are you going to go if a storm does hit? Yeah. Where's your shelter? How do you get there?
Right.
If you're stuck out on a lake or you're canoeing or kayaking, who knows what you're doing?
Yeah.
Get off the water, obviously, if there's lightning coming, but you want to be on the shoreline right on the edge. And why I say that is because if high winds come through and you get a blowdown event and trees are going down, you face the wind at the edge of the water. Oh. That's how you're safe.
Huh.
Good advice.
Get it?
Good
you may advice. Get water hitting you in the face. I'm not going to lie. It's not going to be pleasant because some of that water will come off the lake and get you a little bit, but you're going to be all right.
So what are you doing for the 4th?
I am not sure yet because of all these storms. So I may be working. I may take it off. We'll see. Mine's a little testy because you need me when these come through.
Yeah, we do. You know, I don't know. We're going to, our house, when people worry, our house has been there for 115 years.
Solidly built.
This house isn't going anywhere.
Yeah.
But anyway, yes, we sure enjoy the fireworks. And, you know, they have them, Appleton, Oshkosh, Green Bay, and you've been down here at the City Deck. And it's just great. It's a great place to watch and kind of close to the house. How about you, Frank? Are you bringing the kids down?
Well, we're performing on the Neville stage, the Let Me Be Frank production stage. So
they come.
I don't bring the kids along because
just take out your blanket. That's a good place to watch a fireworks where you are.
It is. Whatever.
Yeah. All right, Brittany, enjoy your 4th of July Independence Day week, and we'll be following this, but I'm going to take this as a pretty good weather forecast. Except maybe some of the evenings. But all right, we got this. All right, Brittany, thank you for being on. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next Monday. Brittany Merlot, meteorologist for Civic Media.
Thanks, Brittany.
We'll be right back.
Let's get together and feel all right. Hear the children crying.
One love.
Hear the children crying.
One heart.
Saying, give thanks and praise to the Lord, and I will feel all right.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Busted Pencils,
fully leaded education talk.
Our guest, Jonathan Gurko, deliberative dialogue in democracy isn't winning an argument.
Instead of how do we win and end the conversation, how do we keep it going? How do I listen in a way on the assumption that someone else has something that I can learn from that will improve my point of view so that we can grow? To me, that's the democratic project.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What about a one-on-one? What about a little? Let's get together and feel
all right. Song, right?
I guess. Wow. For those of you just joining us, it is Reggae Day, and we are here with Frank
Bob Marley,
Hermans.
Ladies and gentlemen. Oh, Frank Hermans, not Bob Marley.
No, but well, they couldn't tell the difference. That's why I wanted to introduce you again, because you just, unlike when Johnny sings, it's so off key. We all know it's John, but you can sing on pitch. So I wanted to let our listeners know that Bob Marley is not in the house, but Frank Hermans is in the house today. So
yes.
So yeah, Brittany, that was all right weather forecast from Brittany Marlowe.
You know what
do you think?
We've had some 4th of July's that have been pretty sketchy.
I know.
And we're pretty lucky.
Did I tell you I used to be mayor? Well, when I was.
Did
my
you?
Big fear.
16 years, right?
Well, my biggest fear was the wind. Because if there's fallout, then you got to shoot the fireworks low.
Yeah.
Because the high wind.
You got to think of this stuff.
Oh,
I know.
And it was awful. Some of those years. And, you know, Chris, it cost a fortune to set them up. And sometimes you don't want to do the next day.
Yeah.
I guess it would be Wednesday.
Planning.
Well, it would be okay this year, but. Woo.
Sorry, guys. I'm watching us on live chat. We're live chat.
Yes.
We're on. That's pretty cool.
Okay, people, do that. But to delay it, it's kind of a hassle with all the tents and everything, mm-hmm. and people aren't going to come back and do that. So, yes, it's the wind, but she sounded like we might dodge a bullet here that Thursday night. It might come later, which would be great, but it could come earlier. I don't know.
It'd be wonderful. It'd be wonderful to have
All right, and you're singing. What time you guys sing? 3?
Well, I have the stage at the Neville parking lot. We Third and Skirt play from 7:30 to 9:30.
Oh, you're playing right before the fireworks.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the good crowd.
Yeah, that's a good crowd.
Yeah, that's the best.
I got 7,000 apart from 3 to 4:30. Then I have a band called 10 Cases Later from 5 to 7, and then we're 7:30 to 9:30.
Oh, man, that's good fun. All right, I got to get over there. Yeah. What's going on let me be frank, at the Meyer Inn?
We got a brand new show. We just started rehearsal. It's called Bay Beach Boys. And it's all about couples who have met. Did you know this, Jim? Since 1892, over 1,000 couples met and got married. Because that is where kids go to work.
Wait.
Yeah.
1992.
Bay Beach started in 1892.
I thought you were talking about the Beach Boys.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking Bay Beach Boys.
I thought maybe people who had listened to the... I got it. I was thinking maybe... people listening to the Beach Boys, we met at the beach. Okay, so Bay Beach, 1892, you're right.
Yeah.
So 1,000 couples have met and got married.
1,000 different couples have met as kids working there because that was the place to work when you're in high school.
Oh, yeah,
and they got married. And it's
really?
In fact, there's 34 couples from my age group from 80. I would graduate in 1982 from Preble, 82 to 84 that met just, and I know them all. They met working, and one of them is Hank. Crooks and Lori Bashy, and that's where I based my characters on because they met at Bay Beach. One was working the merry-go-round, one was working the snack shop, and they said, hey, and the other one said, hey, they're married.
Why not? That is a great place to work, too,
for
kids, and you can start a little bit younger there. I mean, to be a ride operator, was it 16, 17?
Yes.
But you can, I think at 14, 15, you can work some of the concessions and stuff, what's nice about working at Bay Beach, or I guess working for the municipal government, is that
checks cash.
Well, yeah, the checks are good. That is true, and you know they're pretty well structured. What I think was good for our kids is, I think sometimes you only learn about your high school, and that they met kids from Preble,
yes,
East, West, and they have like parties, like a Western party, and all the kids come together. So, I mean, that's part of working there. I mean, it is, you're right, the checks don't bounce, and they have pretty good structure for kids. Another great place to work is Festival. Scobin, he does it right for kids, too. Summer jobs, Bay Beach. So these kids met, got married?
Well, the whole premise of the show was 1964 to 1965, and Beach Boys was top of the charts at that point. So all our music is beach music. And we go through it through a change, like in the first 1964, I'm just a teenager, but I come back with this beautiful gray hair that I got struck by lightning the next year, and I have this beautiful big voice. And it's all about, you know, meeting each other at Bay Beach, coming back the next year to work, going to college, and I'll see you in September. Yeah, yeah. So all that great beach music is featured in this show, and it's a fun story about love. Right. Blooming at Bay Beach during the
That's
Beach
cool.
Boys.
That's good story. And you write all that.
I do.
How many have you written? You said you're on
This is my 152nd show.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? I don't even think about it anymore because it's just so fun. And, you know, sometimes I see myself writing kind of, did I write this before, this joke? Or because my whole thing is I like to write original comedy. I don't like to steal it. You know what I'm saying?
You can steal my atmosphere show.
I'm saying that all day. Did you hear they opened up a new restaurant on the moon?
They are?
It has no atmosphere.
Great food, no atmosphere.
And a salad bar. So you got to add.
You got to add the salad. Yeah. It's got an unbelievable salad bar, but no atmosphere.
Exactly.
Okay.
And you got to wear moon boots.
Okay.
Okay, just keep going.
Yes. All right, so
it opens July 19th.
Well, that's coming up. That's 19 days.
We just started rehearsal. And what's fun is we're actually going to do a Let Me Be Frank's night at the Green Bay Rockers because the Beach Boys are actually coming to Green Bay.
I saw that.
On July 11th, so July 9th, all the cast of Let Me Be Frank's will be at the Green Bay Rockers game. We're going to sing the national anthem, and we're going to give away some free tickets. Maybe we should get some free tickets on this show.
Yes.
What do you think?
We'd love to.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll ship some over.
We can do that.
Yeah.
The Beach Boys, I went to a Padres game, San Diego, and the game was over, and it's like people are like hanging out. I didn't really read the ticket, or I just got stopped in. I lived on it, and the Beach Boys came and played.
Are you kidding?
That was pretty cool.
Wait, when was this? What was the time frame?
God, no, that was forever.
Because there's different time frames of the Beach Boys. Who was in the Beach Boys?
Right.
Because right now, you only got one.
Original.
Guy left.
Yeah.
And he's the lead singer.
Yeah.
And everybody else has quit or passed away. Al Jardine, who was in the band for years, just retired this year. And he was my favorite. He's the guitar player, blonde guy. He was the one that wasn't related to the kids. He was like the friend.
And Al Jardine. The only original?
No.
No, no. Who's the original?
The lead singer dude.
Okay.
Garuba, Jamaica. What the heck is his name?
I don't know. All right,
yeah,
they're coming here on the 11th, and then your show opens up on the 19th.
Yeah.
That's kind of like a little bit of a teaser for your show.
It is.
That's why you brought him in?
That's why I brought him in. It was a total fluke that I decided to write this show last year. 2 years ago, I thought of this show. And we have the Beach Boys documentary going on right now on Disney Plus. You can see all about the Beach Boys, how they started. And the Beach Boys are coming to Green Bay. It's like, boom, instant promotion for my show.
Yeah, that's cool.
How do you write that stuff?
Yeah. Hey, you've written 152 shows.
Yep.
We had a guy on here that Nashville, but writes, and I think there's, do you patent writing like we do music? Like, what if somebody wants your show?
Because I have a few. There you go, baby. See, I wrote a song one time called Kewaunee, Manitowoc, Mishicot. I did all to this song one time.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
off the Door County Keys. I can't remember what I said there. There's a place called Washington Island.
I missed that one, Frank.
That sounds good.
Yeah. That sounds good.
All right, we're going to be right back.
Yeah. Hey, we got a great guest coming in. I met him yesterday. Logan Brooks from Sunny Hill Farms. He's going to talk about strawberry picking, sweet corn. We'll be right back. Frank and the Mayor.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, DJ Olbris joins me to talk about Riverfest Lacrosse, and from the Green Bay Children's Museum, Heather Heil is in studio to talk 4th of July in Green Bay.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.